Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 60 people in southern Nigeria died Saturday when a church roof collapsed during a service. Many dozens more were injured. Udom Emmanuel is governor of Akwa Ibom State, where the collapse happened, and was among the worshippers.
It's not a good thing, and we are really, really devastated that this could happen. But at the same time, I pray that people should be calm, and let's actually assess the situation. Let's see the casualties that we have, and then be rest assured on the part of government, we'll do everything possible to make sure that this will never happen again in this state.
The church was still under construction when the roof collapsed during a ceremony to install the church founder as bishop. Trump bomb has exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport, targeting security forces as well as port workers. At least 11 were killed in that explosion, many others wounded. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack and claims 30 people were killed. Two explosions rocked a huge football stadium in Istanbul late Saturday. Car bomb and a suicide blast targeted security officers 2 hours after a soccer match had ended. At least 29 people were killed. Dozens more were wounded. There was no claim of responsibility for that attack. A VOA reporter in Istanbul said the nature of the attack makes it look like outlawed Kurdish militants. At least 50 soldiers in Yemen are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden. The attack, which was later claimed by the Islamic State, left around 70 soldiers wounded. This is VOA News. Islamic State fought their way into the ancient central Syrian city of Palmyra on Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting with government forces. In other developments, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria to help the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces in their push to capture the IS stronghold of Raqqa.
These uniquely skilled operators will join the 300 U.S. Special Operations Forces already in Syria to continue organizing, training, equipping, and otherwise enabling capable, motivated local forces to take the fight to ISIL.
And in Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with other top diplomats in an attempt to revive stalled talks with Russia on easing the Aleppo crisis, which has left tens of thousands of civilians in the city's east without food or supplies of any other kind. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. Several news organizations citing unnamed sources close to President-elect Donald Trump's transition team saying an announcement on Tillerson could come soon. Meantime, Mr. Trump has continued his thank you tour of America, which stops in recent states of Michigan and Louisiana, where he vowed to undo many of President Obama's initiatives.
That includes protecting the Second Amendment, repealing and replacing Obamacare, securing our southern border. We'll build a wall, that's right. We're going to build a wall.
And in his weekly address to the people of the U.S., President Obama took issue with those who say the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare, should be repealed.
So any partisan talk you hear about repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act should be judged by whether they keep all those improvements that benefit you and your family right now.
The Affordable Care Act faced many challenges in Congress, federal courts, and elsewhere. The U.S. High Court upheld the constitutionality of the insurance program. Countries around the world marked International Human Rights Day on Saturday. As disrespect for basic human rights continues to be widespread in many areas, the United Nations is calling on everyone to stand up for universal human rights. International Human Rights Day, a commemoration of the 1948 UN General Assembly adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.